The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode. Today, I want to talk to you about the new changes that are happening to Instagram that, quite honestly, have freaked a lot of people out and really scared people for the future of the platform. I've read headlines recently claiming that this is the downfall of Instagram, that Instagram is killing itself, that Instagram is going to implode on itself, that Instagram is going to fall by the wayside here in the next few months. All of this comes on the heels of a new announcement by Mosseri, who, if you don't already know, Adam Mosseri is the head of Instagram. He's basically the CEO of Instagram. And last week, he released a video that was about 2.5 minutes long on his Instagram, and he was explaining some of the future changes coming to the platform. It was a very transparent moment from Instagram, which historically, as a platform, has kept all of their information about the algorithm, future changes, and all of that kinds of stuff pretty close to the chest. They usually don't tell us too much about exact details on the algorithm, on how the platform works, on how to grow, on upcoming new features. That's usually kept pretty secretive, but they're trying to be more transparent. They're trying to keep us more in the loop. And a big reason for that we've learned recently is that Instagram, and this should be no surprise, really values experimenting. They want to test and experiment and try out different features, try out different versions of the app, try out different looks, try out different new pieces of content. And I know sometimes it can be frustrating for us users because, hey, why do some people have 60-second reels and some people don't have reels at all? Why do some people have access to the full music library and some don't? Why do some of our Instagram apps look different? I mean, I can tell you personally, when I log into my Instagram app and then I switch from my personal account to my dog, Mila, her Instagram account, even though it's on the same phone, in the same Instagram app, literally just hundredths of a second apart, our user experience looks a little bit different. Her notification tab is in a different spot than mine, and it's just kind of crazy that even from account to account, even on the same phone and in the same app, in the same minute, things can be different. And so I know that that's frustrating, but ultimately, it's because Instagram's constantly trying to test different softwares. They're trying to figure out what we like best, what's going to keep our attention the longest, what's going to help people get the most out of the platform. And I think that what's coming, I think that these changes are going to be a good thing. That's my ultimate take on everything that's coming to Instagram. Instagram has always been changing. Since 2012, when Instagram was bought by Facebook, the app has pretty much been in a constant state of change. And on a personal note, as someone who coaches people on how to use Instagram and how to market on it, I really appreciate that because that gives me a job. It gives me something to do, and it gives me something to constantly be talking about. Case in point, this episode right here. But, you know, since 2012, since Facebook started introducing all of these changes to Instagram, every single time there's been a new big change, everyone has said, this is going to be the downfall of Instagram. Here we go. It's going to fall by the wayside. Instagram is ruined. I hate it. I'm leaving the platform. And there have been times, there have been months, there have been seasons where a lot of people have left Instagram. But overall, the trend continues to remain the same, which is that Instagram and Facebook continue to grow. The amount of users who are using the platform on a daily, monthly, and annual basis continues to increase, and engagement and time spent on the app also continues to increase. I mean, I can remember when Instagram first introduced video, and at that time, it was to compete with Vine. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, Instagram could never compete with Vine. Vine is the king of video. Vine's going to be around forever. Instagram's going to die now that they have video. Well, guess what? You might be listening right now. You might not even know what Vine is. Vine's been long gone for years, completely shut down, completely dead, non-existent. You can't even use Vine anymore. yet Instagram remains. I remember we heard the same thing when Instagram got rid of the chronological newsfeed and replaced it with the algorithm-based newsfeed. I remember the same thing was said when Reels came out about a year ago. And now Instagram has another new set of changes that are coming soon. And what's different this time is that for the first time ever, we're kind of out ahead of it. We have already been told by the head of Instagram what's coming and what to expect. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about those four key takeaways from his video. The first one is that Instagram is going to start placing more of an emphasis on creators. Now, what does that mean? What is a creator? Who is a creator? Basically, all of us are creators. Unless you work for a major corporation like, you know, Pepsi or Kellogg. I don't know why my brain is on major food corporations, but unless you're one of those, unless you're a major, you know, a big Fortune 500 company, you are most likely a creator. Even if you have a business, even if you are a network marketer, even if you make handmade jewelry, even if you are a graphic designer, you are pretty much a creator in Instagram's eyes. And on a technical level, I do recommend switching to a creator account just because, as Instagram says, you're going to get more features, more added benefits, and they're really going to take care of the creators. And they do this because they know that creators drive the platform. Yes, ultimately, you know, people have to watch and people have to pay attention, and the audience, the actual users matter. But the users, all of us, we're watching content that's being made and driven by creators. With the creators goes the content, and thus goes the platform. So Instagram is going to continue to try to help creators. They're rolling out new features for the Instagram direct messages. They're rolling out new ways to pay creators. If you are an Insta Club Hub member, you know that recently Instagram began paying people literally hundreds of dollars in bonuses just for going live on Instagram. So Instagram is going to continue to try to help out creators. That's great news. Hey, what's up? I wanted to interrupt this episode really quickly to tell you about the Insta Club Hub. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's Instagram coaching membership. It's the only place where you can get our most in-depth knowledge and training on all things Instagram. And I hear you. Instagram can be confusing. There's so much that changes all the time, and there's so much you could learn. I mean, there's so much that changes like every single week with Instagram. And so that's why our goal in the Insta Club Hub is to make things as simple as possible so that you can know exactly what you need to do on a daily basis to not only grow your Instagram, but start converting your followers into customers, start actually making money from your Instagram account. That's our goal. That's what we want to teach you to do. We want to make it as simple as possible. In the Insta Club Hub, you get dozens of quick bite-sized lessons where you literally get to look over my shoulder and watch me click the different buttons on my phone so you can follow right along with me. We also have two live trainings every single month. It's the only place where you get guaranteed two live trainings from my mom and myself every single month. If you ever have to miss one of those lives, there's always a recording of them available. There's also a powerful Q&A section where if you ever have any Instagram technical difficulties or challenges, we have experts to help you get them fixed. I can't rave enough about the results that people are getting from the Insta Club Hub. We're talking about thousands of new followers in a super short amount of time. And like I said earlier, most importantly, converting those followers into customers. So I can't stress it enough. I highly encourage you to join Insta Club Hub today. The link is in the show notes below this episode. And of course, you can just visit instaclubhub.com to join. Anyways, back to the episode. The second big key takeaway from his video was video itself. And this is the one that's really getting people up in arms. This is the one that's really throwing people a curveball. The exact quote was that Instagram is no longer just a photo sharing app. And everyone freaked out. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, what about photographers? What about graphic designers? What about people who can't go on video? Listen, you can still share photos on Instagram. Instagram is not going to be removing the ability to share photos. And honestly, since 2012 and 2013, when Instagram introduced video, Instagram has been more than just a photo sharing app. We've known this. I mean, with Stories and IG Live and IGTV and Reels and adding video to the feed, Instagram has been increasingly, year after year after year, adding more ways to watch and produce and create video content. Instagram, for like a decade now, has been more than just a photo sharing app. So it's really not that news and noteworthy that the head of Instagram says, we're no longer just a photo sharing app. Yeah, we should know this by now. What does this mean for you though? As you're listening right now, you should realize that video is king. Video's been king for a while. Video is very media rich. If we can talk about it from a communication standpoint right now, video is extremely rich. Think about when you're watching someone on a live video compared to maybe reading a text message from them. Think about how much more information you can gather watching someone create a reel or watching someone go live on Instagram or post a story than you can reading a blog post or reading an email. There's a lot more subtle nuances in video. And for that reason, video holds our attention and video is king. Video has been king on just about every social media since the dawn of social media, since the beginning of putting videos online, video has been king. So Instagram is going to lean into this. They're going to continue to promote reels like never before. And we've been saying this for a year now. Here on Build Your Tribe, we've been saying for the last 12 months that Instagram is pumping out reels. They're showing your reels to people like never before. That trend is going to continue. Instagram is also going to start putting IGTVs into the feed in a much more organic way. Because sometimes, you know, you're scrolling through your feed and an IGTV video pops up and it doesn't feel right. Well, Instagram's working on that. They're working on ways to prioritize live video. They're basically just trying to continue to beef up their video capabilities. Here's the bottom line though. Instagram is not a video app. It's not a photo app. Instagram is a visual app. So even if you never ever want to produce a single video in your life, yes, you can still be successful on Instagram. Please hear me. The number three thing, the third big takeaway from his presentation, his video, was shopping. And this is great news for you physical product business owners. You know, if you have a physical product, you have an online shop, you have a storefront, you sell something, Instagram shopping is going to continue to be a focal point. A few months ago, Instagram replaced one of the five main buttons at the bottom of the screen. And the button they replaced was the notifications button. And they replaced it with a shopping button. It's pretty huge. Instagram basically said, hey, 20% of our buttons are now changing from notifications, so seeing your likes and your comments, to instead shopping, putting products in front of people, helping businesses and business owners. So this is great news for you. I think this is great news for all business owners. There's rumors that Instagram is going to start allowing digital products to be put on the Instagram shop. So yes, you could put your courses, your ebooks, and all that good stuff in Instagram shopping. I think this is great news. And really, I don't see the downside to this unless you are, you know, a consumer and you just hate ads. You never want to see shopping. You never want to see any products on Instagram. You know, I could understand an argument for that, but really, I think Instagram is going to continue to improve it and refine it so that when you are seeing an ad and when you are seeing a product, it's something that you're like, oh, yes, I need that. I totally want that. Instagram must have read my mind, rather than what the heck, why is Instagram trying to sell me on like swim goggles and I live in Alaska or something like that. The fourth big takeaway from this announcement by Adam Mosseri is messaging. As you heard in our episode last week, in our conversation with the team member from ManyChat, Instagram is continuing to beef up their messaging. Instagram is now allowing companies and services to officially, legally create automation and software for their direct messaging. Not only that, Instagram is also starting to improve their filtering of the direct messages. There is suggestion that Instagram is going to allow us to start taking notes on different people, start categorizing people, start putting people in different groups. Also that as business owners, people who use Instagram to, you know, grow their client base, their customer base, we're going to be able to just keep track of everyone a little bit better, sort everyone out, create different groups, and just manage our direct messages in a much more powerful way rather than, you know, just a basic back and forth communication. All of these changes, I think, are great news. Instagram is one of the biggest companies in human history for a reason. Instagram and their parent company, Facebook, like they're as big as they are because they make good decisions. In my opinion, Instagram ain't going nowhere, at least not anytime soon. And these changes, there might be some bumps along the way. There might be some challenges. There might be some hiccups. There might be some glitches. There will probably be a 4-hour period where Instagram crashes and we're all freaking out thinking, oh my gosh, Instagram's gone forever. But ultimately, I think these changes are really going to be for the good. I really think these changes are going to help all of us as business owners and as creators on the platform to just use it much easier, be more efficient with our time, reach our ideal client or customer, sell better, just grow our business more on Instagram. So I think these are great new changes coming to the platform. And of course, as these changes start to actually take root, as we start to see the actual fiscal evidence of these changes, we will keep you updated here at Build Your Tribe on what the new changes are, how to use them, and how to maximize them to help you build your tribe. And as always, thanks for listening and happy networking.